Hello, everybody. Six Sins Dana, host of the Wheelbarrow Props Podcast, here with my co-host, the multi-family mentor, the coach, chef, father, six, the best-selling author, the G-Daddy, Gino Barbaro. Gino, how's it going?
Mr. Stenziano, great weekend. This is going to be called the Financial Vacation for Smart People Podcast. Now, why is that? What happened this past weekend, Jake?
So we had a phenomenal event at a phenomenal venue. We saw a diversified portfolio, okay? And then what do I mean by that? We saw big renovation, big, hairy, scary, big turnaround play deals, okay? Mm-hmm. That need loan to cost. We saw down the fairway, hey, we buy it, this sucker cash flows deals. And we saw creative cash, owner finance deals. So we had an amazing venue. We had amazing deals. We had the best community in real estate investing. And to put the little cherry on top, we had a presentation at the Embassy Suites on Gay Street, downtown Knoxville, with a high-end rooftop. So I just don't know. Well, in addition to that, we had 150 people, three coach buses, da-da-da-da-da. It was an amazing weekend. Let's just say that. You had amazing people, you had amazing content, and the best community in real estate investing. Does it get any better than that?
It does. Let me expand on that.
It does.
You didn't give it justice. I have to paint the picture here because it was a ton of work from the Jake and Gino team. We had our RAM property management team out there. Rock stars, Shannon, Chelsea, Madison, Jen, Lynn, Rosemary, Katie. They did an amazing job at our properties. They were stewards of the properties and stewards of our Jake and Gino students. They answered questions. They had pictures of turned units before and after. I mean, it was an amazing job.
Hold on. We walked into a unit that, and this is really cool. And we didn't even know about it. And this is the wonderful thing about being associated with the RAND fam. We're going into units. We still have not turned yet. So this is a property we got at the end of the last year. And we're like finalizing the last 10 turns. We go in, you know, it hasn't been touched in 20 years. You guys know they get that smell like of an apartment that hasn't been turned in 20 years. It's got that whole feel. You walk up, right?
You walk in, then, you walk out, you're all dirty, you smell dirty if you walk out.
and then we get in there and we see it and they're like, okay, we know what to do. We're going to turn this. And then the team, and shout out to Lynn Suggs, had these huge easels with these posters of the final product. So everybody on the team, they went in, they saw what it currently was, but then you see the final product in each room on these huge easels, these huge posters. And I was like, oh my God, this is absolutely amazing because, you know, a good problem to have. We didn't have any turned units that we could see because obviously when we get them turned, we get people in them. Mm-hmm. But it gave such a great visual of what the before and after looked like, because they're all very similar, the garden style apartments. So you go in and you see, oh, this doesn't look that great. And then you see, this is actually what the turn product looks like. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Lynn on those. Those were phenomenal.
150 students, three buses. It was an amazing weekend. We call it the money mixer. I mean, if you want more information on how to become a Jake and Gino student and more information on how to go to one of these money mixers, just email the Jaybird, josh@jakeandgino.com. Say, hey, Josh, how do I get more information on becoming a Jake and Gino member? That's the quickest way to do it. And a big shout out to the Jake and Gino team. Josh was there. Dylan was there. We had Scott there. Johnny G was there. I mean, the whole Jake and Gino crew were out there. They put her with, and there goes a lot of work and a lot of effort goes into this. My family was there. My wife was there. We're selling swag. The food at the Embassy Suites, bro. I mean, you get what you pay for. I mean, it was top notch. Embassy did an amazing job also. But just to expand a little bit about the weekend, I want to read a couple of reviews and a couple of stories from students. I mean, Hendra, who wasn't there, but I want to give him a big shout out because he's such a Jake and Gino advocate. He started a couple of years ago. He's got a great syndication business going on. He says, personally, it feels like an extended family surrounded by like-minded people who share same goals and values. You're being energized. That's what the weekend's all about. Getting out there. You learn one or two golden nuggets. You go back and you increase your business. The networking is unbelievable. If you've got a deal, you need capital, you need partners, it's there. If you've got capital, and you need to look for a deal, it's there as well. You're actually learning about the properties. You're learning about our systems. And it's just an amazing place, an amazing incubator. Jonathan Beasley, welcome aboard, Jonathan. We love you. He called me Gandalf the Sage. I mean, that is like one of the best compliments ever. That's all I got to say. I wish I was 1/10 the person of Gandalf. But, you know, I'll take that compliment. He says, Jake, you're inspirational. I mean, Jake is running through brick walls. He says what he does and he does what he says. Dylan, I mean, what can he say? Superman. And Josh is make it happen. Josh is relentless. He knows that a person of Jonathan's caliber and expertise needed to join the Jake and Gino community because he knew. And he said, Jonathan said, Josh would take no for an answer. And he thanked Josh profusely for that. Now, Joey Rico, young Joey out in California, thanks for showing me around and what an immaculately striped parking lot looks like. We're showing you every, right? I mean, like,
it matters to me. It does.
It matters a lot because what does a product, finished product look like? We were talking about roofs. We're talking about siding. We're talking about converting an office into a 2-bedroom and a studio. We saw what that looked like. We gave them numbers on what the turns look like. We talked about median income. These are all things that in theory sound great. But when you're at the property, you're looking at it and going, hey, if Jake and Gino can do it, then I can do it. I'm just learning the process. They're holding my hand while they're doing that. Gabby, new member also. Coursework, culture, networking, support. That's what I constantly keep hearing from the Jake and Gino community. And to me, it's inspirational because I've got a family. Everyone knows that I have 6 kids. And I treat the Jake and Gino community like an extended family, like it's part of my family. So I want to have that culture. I want to have those core values permeating through the community. You know why? Because it inspires us. It motivates us. And when a student does a deal, another one does a deal. And when one student has a question, another one does. It's all about the abundance mindset in this community because we know multifamily is a team sport. And with over 15,000 units closed to date in the Jake and Gino community and climbing every day, that's what it's all about in the community.
Gino, this is why it really matters. We have an enterprise. We're in multiple regions. We have 1,500 apartment units that we actually, our team owns, right? We're not going out and having to syndicate everything. And it's really cool because ultimately we have this enterprise. 95% of our income, our wealth, whatever you want to say, is comprised actually in real assets. And a small percentage is based on the mentorship program. So that's what's really cool about this community. And we're able to come together and learn. And that's why we call it a financial vacation for smart people, because ultimately the money mixers are, we're going out there, we're networking, we're on site, we're not in the classroom. It's not as heavy as the boot camps. We're out there mingling. And then we're doing it in great locations where people can go out and network downtown, hit the rooftops, and really just enjoy themselves. That's what makes it such a good feeling event, I think, is that there's so much content on site, but an additional, you get to build those relationships with the best community in real estate investing.
Jake, there's a couple announcements I need to make now. Two really huge announcements. Jake and I were honored and humbled to be able to interview Michael Gerber. That is going to be on next week's show. And if for all of you who heard the word enterprise, he was on the show. We had a business. When you first start out, you're starting out as practice, right? But then you have a business, 30, 40, 50 units. Then you start scaling. And he's like, Jake and Gino, you don't have a business anymore, because that's what I called it. He says, you have an enterprise. So you need to listen to that podcast. An amazing show. I duked it out a little bit with him. He's telling me to, I don't want to give it away.
Gino got his lip a little bloodied in that.
Dude, I was like, the old man's taking me. 85 years old. The guy's got a lot of energy, a lot of spunk.
Because of the Jurassic Park hat that he had on. Yes. You can't mess with that.
And listen, what he told me was also a little bit of a golden nugget. Jake and I both read the book. I read it early on in my career. It didn't resonate with me. When I picked it up again, I was ready for it. So you're listening to this right now. You may be saying, wow, I don't know if I'm ready for it. I challenge you.
The E-Myth Revisited. Yes.
Read the book. We create multifamily entrepreneurs at Jake and Gino. That is my goal. And when you read the book, everything's going to click. You're going to go, wow, business, people, systems, culture, it's all going to resonate. It's all going to make so much sense to you once you've read this book, because it is about buying deals. It is about raising capital, but ultimately it's about creating an enterprise with those systems so you can use your highest and best use of time and to become really proficient at what you do. So that was it's an amazing podcast. It's an amazing recording. So I challenge you, listen to it next week. Number two, MM4. Here we go.
Woo, woo. Multifamily mastery in the house.
Rip that chainsaw, baby. Rip, bro. Rip that chainsaw. October 23rd and 24th, down below in the show notes, super early bird. Click on those tickets. I'm telling everybody, how many people can we fit in this?
It's going to go quick. Race? Well, so we have 600 max, and we're already down to about 500. We haven't started selling tickets.
We haven't even launched it yet. So I'm telling you, there's such a demand for this because, like I said, we walked into 150 at the Money Mixer just like that. That's just internal students. Once we launch this out to the community, super early birds, $150 for a ticket. Dude, what is that? A cup of coffee for a month? I mean, like, You think it's worth coming to this event for a weekend? We did 2019. We had 500 people there. I love the weekend because it was all multifamily, buy right, manage right, finance right. We're going to be having a syndication attorney there. We're going to be talking about our systems. We're going to have coaches panels, students panels. And the networking is amazing because you're going to be around like-minded individuals. And let me tell you, there's going to be a ton of energy there. My family's there. It's going to be amazing. So
I guess this is the ultimate financial vacation for smart people because you bring the family right next to Disney. They have a lazy river, pirate ship inside the building, and the space that we rented is brand new as of 2021. So only the best for the Jake and Gina community, high-end Class A resort.
So I'm going to leave those links in the show notes. If you want a VIP, VIP is $150 also. 30 to 35 people, evening dinner, great swag, reserve seating, pictures on stage with Jake and Gino. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that, you need to go. I want you all to be there because it's an amazing event. It's not just the education you're getting. Really, it's all about the networking. It's about building your network in this space. And when you go to these events, you know, whether you're starting out, the education is great listening to the speakers. But if you're a higher level, you're going to be outside in the deal room talking to our sponsors, talking to our vendors, talking to other high level investors. So you need to be there. And I would be remiss to thank the Jake and Gino community for the food drive, Second Harvest Food Bank. Jake, we raised over 45,000 meals in 2 weeks. They're going to have a booth there because we want to continue the love. I promoted.
Feed the kids, baby. Feed the kids.
That's right. And I promised over 1 million meals by the year 2030 that we were going to donate at Jake and Gino. And it cannot happen without team members like Shannon and John leading the charge. But it all comes through from the community, from all of you who have donated, who have been generous with your time and with your money and your treasure for this initiative. I mean, one day Jake is sitting there at a weekly lesson, it's Monday, it's around 12:55, and he looks at me and the lesson's coming to an end. He says, man, I'm hangry. I got to get off this podcast. I'm really hungry. And it was like a light bulb went off. He's like, you know what? I want to do something. We're looking at to do something charitable, to have some kind of initiative. He's like, you know what? I want to feed kids. And that stuck with us. And everybody out there, it's the long view. It took us a little while to figure out what we wanted to do. Second Harvest is an amazing initiative. They're just an amazing group of people. We went there this past Friday to pack bags for the kids. Over 1,500 bags of food were packed for children. And that was the whole RanFam team was out there. The CapEx team, property management team, our families were there. It was a lot of fun. And we toured their facilities. And they have a top-notch facility. But they can't do it without your help and without my help. It's an amazing, you know, nonprofit group. They're going to be at MM4. They're going to have a booth there. So just want to say thanks again. We're at 85,000 meals. We're almost 10% of the way. And I made the initiative to 2030. So you know what? I'm going to have to pull that lever back and make it 2025 and challenge Jake and the RanFam team.
Gino, get that checkbook out, big dog.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun though. Wasn't it a lot of fun?
It's fantastic.
It's one thing to write a check, right? You're donating your treasure, but when you can donate your time and have an impact, and Jake, why don't you share some of the stories that we had there that were really soul crushing.
I get worked up with this, but ultimately, look, Gino's got six kids. I have three kids, you know, a 3-month-old, a 2-year-old, and a 6-year-old. And we're literally packing bags for kids that are essentially grab and go. Okay. We're not thinking like ultimate preppers or something like that. These kids have no one to lean on the weekend, and they literally have to be given bags of food that they're able to consume and just open up and eat and with very little prep. And it hit me right between the eyes because I'm sitting there thinking how much I care about my family and my kids. And if my children were put in that situation, these kids have no control over their environment. They have no options. So the best thing that we can do is support them until they're old enough to be on their own and be, you know, self-sustaining adults. They don't have a choice. Adults are in a different situation. That's why when I think about these kids and mentally I put my kids in that situation, we're doing really good work here. And it's just heartbreaking to think that these kids, you know, this is their only option and there's no one there to assist them, to teach them, to mentor them and help them grow. So it's, you know, thank you to everybody that donated because it was a tremendous turnout and we're doing phenomenal work here.
So I challenge everyone listening to this right now, have some gratitude. Yes. Gratitude will crush fear. If you're afraid of buying a deal, if you're afraid of quitting your job, if you're afraid of whatever it is in your life, Show gratitude. Wake up in the morning when your feet hit the floor, say, thank God that I'm alive, I'm upright, and I have a roof over my head, whatever your situation is, because it can always be a lot worse. That gratitude will push you through a lot. Now, Jake, let's dive into the teaching. What was your highlights for the weekend? What did you really enjoy the most about on these property tours?
I think, again, it was the diversity that we were able to showcase for people of, you know, maybe they're just getting into the business, or maybe they're a little bit further down the line, because it's not every day that you see a fully owner financed deal, 281 units, and you get to hear the story behind that. And really, the crazy thing is, it was finalized in 2008. This is not something that's, you know, 1950s build. So I think it was the story behind the deals that we're able to share to shed so much light and really pull the curtain back. Because really, it's one thing to talk about these things, but it's another thing to get inside the units, see the unit mixes, understand the price per square foot, understand the financing that, that goes into each one, understanding the repositioning, understanding what the market will bear. You know, the property that we're currently repositioning is in a, you know, median income of about 60, 65,000 in a 30,000 plus submarket that's growing. But guess what? We don't need granite in those units to hit our, our mark. We need really nice formica or resurfaced countertops. We're putting 20-year flooring in these units, LVP. And that's been a big change as we've adopted RAN flooring in-house, and we're able to share our experience with that and really taking control of that aspect. So I think it was just the full buy right, manage right, and finance right applied to multiple deal scenarios. Because as you know, we were speaking to Michael Gerber about it the other day. It's growing your enterprise, and there's various ways to do that. And that's why we like to have a big tool belt on. If it's going to be a creative cash deal, if it's going to be a refi and roll, if it's going to be a down the fairway, hey, this is straight cash on cash from day one. Let's take it to agency. I think the peek behind the curtain and understanding the various tools to apply to the job was great. And the thing that we're going through and talking with these, every time we do one of these, even if they're on our own properties, we're speaking to different community members that say, hey, have you ever thought about doing it like this? I'm doing it like this. Because ultimately, this is a extremely high level community that we've created. And there's people in the community that are a hell of a lot smarter than us. And that's why you always got to keep an open mind and say, hey, how are you doing it? I'd love to hear more, because the crazy thing is this market can pass you by. And I'm telling you, when they flush $4 trillion into an economy like they have, rents are on the rise, folks. And that's the bottom line. And we had folks there from East Tennessee that are saying, guys, you're only getting this for your two bedrooms. I'm getting this. And so, you know, it's a great comparison to be able to, you know, sit with your peers and kind of, you know, kick it around.
I want everyone to write this down, because it's important. Learn, do, teach.
And learn again.
And continue to learn. Rinse and repeat. That's basically what Jake said. We learned in the beginning. We had our first 200 units. Then we started teaching, right? And from there, we wrote Wheel Our Profits. We started the podcast, and it's a circular motion. And I love these events. These events have gotten me through COVID. I've been able to network with all the students. They've kept me energized. And like Jake says, I continue to learn what other students are doing and how to apply it in our business. One of the things that really stood out for me, Jake, and it's a big testament to what you've done to the whole RAN fam. When I had my restaurant years ago, I was always complaining about employees. Well, they stink. They stink. Well, maybe I stunk. You know, you attract what you are, not what you want. And 10 years ago, I wasn't the employer that I should have been. And this weekend, I think a lot of the students, I'd say the vast majority of them, because I've gotten so much back, saw the culture and the core values that emanate throughout the RAN fam, and especially the property managers. The Jake and Gino team, they see that every day. But the RAN fam property managers, they worked on Saturday. They were there giving up of their time. They answered questions. They were so engaged. They actually enjoyed themselves. And they're doing it for something other greater than just for a paycheck, which to me, 10 years ago, I would not have believed it. But I think the students saw that and they're like, wow, you're building a business here and an enterprise. This is how you're doing it. If you guys can do it, then I have the blueprint, the framework for us to do it. And for me, that was really really powerful. I mean, getting off the bus on Sunday with Shannon, and she's like, you know what? This is what we need to create. We need to create a checklist for third-party property management. And they're giving me ideas and they're creating more work for me. And I love it because I'm learning. How do we teach our students to truly vet a third-party property management company? Guess what? In the ManageRight in June, you want more information? We have a ManageRight bootcamp in June. We have 50 students already signed up. It's a two-day in-house, day one, we're going to be in a classroom talking all about asset management, property management, all our processes, all of our systems. That first day. Day two, we're going to do a bus tour of some of our properties. So it's one day in-house, one day in the classroom. And it's really important. And if you're not managing out there, you're doing third-party property management, it is all applicable because we talk about our culture, our core values, our cadence of accountability. When should you be talking to them? How often? What should your meetings be all about? That's all really important. So for me, just being able to learn and being better at being the property manager so we can teach our students was a really powerful thing for me this weekend.
All right. You know, my biggest takeaway was ultimately
what?
So this was a big moment for me. Everyone knows that I want to have Rand become the Chick-fil-A of apartments. And we had these, I don't know, 150, 200 of these really nice Chick-fil-A box lunches that we're handing out. And it felt like Christmas. So I'm there with Chelsea from the Rand fam, and we're passing out these boxes. And as people would say, thank you, I'd say, my pleasure. And they're like, oh, I see what you're doing there. You know, it's the Chick-fil-A thing. But ultimately, my epiphany over the weekend was, we want to become the Chick-fil-A of apartments. That's our Blue Ocean strategy, to have that super high level customer service for our residents. And so I said to Gino the other day, I said, we are going to adopt my pleasure into our culture from here on out. And it may take us 10 years for it to stick. And it may seem foo-foo. And you may say, well, that's not that big of a deal. Listen, this is a huge deal. It's going to be amazing for our culture, and it's going to be amazing for our residents. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be one of the biggest things that we're going to implement into our business, and it's going to have a tremendous impact. So I can't wait. It's going on. It started Monday, yesterday. I actually announced it to some of the team members already, and this thing is going to be huge.
Jake, success leaves clues, doesn't it? We read the book Covert Cows by Stephen Thompson. We're having him on the podcast. He's going to be on the Jake and Gino podcast. He has an amazing story. He was a chief marketing officer for Chick-fil-A for 35 years. Do you think they crushed it? He has the three C's for hiring: character, competency, and chemistry. Let me say that again. You want a person of character, you want them to be competent, and you want them to have chemistry. And it dawned on me, that's what we've been doing for the last 12 to 18 months, yes, hiring these amazing people. So if you're looking to get into multifamily and you don't know where to go, you're stuck. Success leaves clues. Take a look at the Jake and Gino community. Go to jakeandgino.com/apply. Apply to work with our team. Apply to see how we're a fit in this space. That's what we're doing. We're leveraging up. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on coaches to be able to learn how to create core values and a culture. Jake and I are not that smart. We are not the sharpest tools in the shed. We aren't.
We just do it.
But right, you don't have to be, right? Because there's other people who are smarter who can teach you to do it, who can bring you along. Success does leave clues. And that's what's happened with us over the last 2 years. We've really dove into the personal development and dove into how to create a business and dove into really learning how to buy multifamily. We didn't know how to do it in the beginning. We learned also. We had mentors. So if you're there saying, I can't get into multifamily, I don't have the money, I don't have the time, it's not the right time, those are all the wrong questions you need to be asking yourself. What you need to be asking yourself to get clarity is, why do I need to get into multifamily right now? And I can list tons of things. You know, it's really a basic human need: food, clothing, and apartments. That's the bottom line. There's going to be such a shortage of affordable housing right now because the middle class is getting crushed. Single family home ownership is going down. People are just getting out of this COVID. They don't have money in the bank accounts for those down payments. There's so many opportunities in multifamily going forward. So don't say to yourself, it's not the right time. It's only the right time when you're ready. It is. Jake and I got into it back in 2008, 2009. Everyone says, looking back, oh, that was the right time. It wasn't. The economy sucked. There was no money out there.
Good luck getting a loan. Yeah.
There was no loans out there. You know, 1% GDP growth. Rents for a one bedroom were $300. So it was really risky to get in back then. But the only difference was that I was just fed up with washing dishes, and Jake was fed up getting those layoff notices every freaking year and just skating by and just getting in a car with his, you know, boss, driving to Taco Bell and all that crap. He was sick of that. I was sick of my opportunity. If you're sick of what you're doing and you want to see if multifamily is right for you, just go to jakeandgino.com/apply.
Gino, know this. Somebody is going to buy the deals. There's deals that are going to be for sale. Somebody's going to buy those and somebody's going to maximize on those. The question is it going to be you? Are you going to sit in the sidelines and say it's not the right time? This, that, and the other thing, excuse, yada, 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 limiting belief, you fill in the blank. That's it. Someone will transact. Deals will trade. The question will be, will you be on the receiving end of those?
I will leave everyone with this thought, and I forgot to mention it, and it should have been my favorite time of the week. I spent the week at the Stenziano household. We took over the house, bro. And we're coming back in June.
I'm 10 pounds heavier, I'm just going to say.
The wife is cooking. But you know what? The kids had an amazing time. They came to the event. They come to the Jake and Gino events because it's a family event. They're selling the swag. My kids are just raving about Colton. My 11-year-old wants another baby. So that may be in play right now. Comes out of it. It's a lot of fun. Like I said, we went to the food bank. We did some recordings together. We spent great time together, great quality time with the families. And that's what it's all about. It really is all about trying to live your sole purpose and trying to live a life of abundance. And that's what I think the Jake and Gino brand really emulates, is just that family, that community. And let's go out there and let's make it happen together.
MIH, baby. Loved it. Thanks,
Mr. Stenziano. Thanks for being there, bro. And everybody, like I said, jakeandgino.com/apply. Let's go out there and let's make it happen.